When we talk about halachas, we have to put something in perspective, which in certainly where we live in the United States is certainly not in perspective. There at Yisrael, you can get some sense of it. But here, we don't even begin to know what the words mean. There are special halachas of Erev Shabbos. And there are two dimensions. One dimension we understand very well, and one dimension escapes us totally. One is Misha Torech Be'erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. Or Yochel B'Shabbos. You want to have something on Shabbos, whatever it is, a piece of meat, a challah, a cake, cholent. You have to prepare it before. We're not going to be mechal Shabbos to do it. So it's a practical step. A person goes on a trip and he's going off to some place where there's no food to eat, nothing kosher to buy. So you take along a good bag full of food. So that wherever you arrive and wherever you are, you're on the road, you'll eat. You won't starve. So that's a practical consideration. I can go on a trip, leave Sunday and come back Friday, but I'm going to be in a place where there's nothing kosher to buy, so I take a bag of food along. So I can prepare for Shabbos in that vein too, and it's appropriate. And if I don't prepare it for Shabbos, tomorrow I'm not going to have what to eat. If I don't make the water hot, there won't be a cup of coffee. So this is from a practical standpoint. And that certainly, in that dimension, we understand very well. Baruch Hashem. But there's another aspect to it. And it's almost a mirror image of an Easter on Shabbos that we know very well. And on Shabbos we have an Easter. It's also to be Mechen Mishabbos Lechol. So we understand it's, you know, Shabbos not supposed to be used for that, etc. From the Chayodom, it's Diuk and Rashi. Right, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Leon and I discussed this recently yesterday. We see that there's another aspect to it, and that is not only the fact that I was Tareach B'Shabbos, but what it is it denigrates Shabbos. That's the Yisra V'Achonah. It's the ultimately, according to Rashi, it's the denigration of Shabbos. It's Shabbos so precious, and what am I using it for? I'm using it for Sunday, for Monday, for Tuesday. It denigrates Shabbos. The Satmarov Zatzal, in the years that he was healthy, means till he was 81 years old, he didn't get undressed on Shabbos, he didn't enter a bed, didn't sleep on Shabbos. He didn't want to, he echoed in a spiritual sense what Napoleon said. The world says, Napoleon said, I don't like to sleep, because when I'm sleeping, I'm not king. Satmarov had no time. How could you miss out on part of Shabbos? To miss the Kedusha Shabbos was incomprehensible to him. So he got dressed before Shabbos and he stayed that way until Motzei Shabbos. He didn't get into bed. How could you miss part of Shabbos? So it's the appreciation of what Shabbos is. And the Hachonas and Erev Shabbos are not only from the practical dimension, but it's to underscore the Cheshivas of Shabbos. The Shabbos is significant, Shabbos is special. So let's, before we start off with the halachas, maybe we'll read a little on the Rambam. Let's see, I just marked the page. Let me see where I want to start. Yes. Okay. Arba Dvorim, this is Perek Shloshim in the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos. Arba Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos. There are four things that were said particularly about Shabbos. Four mitzvahs. Shnayim in HaTorah, v'shnayim in Dvarei Sofer. Two that are Midrash and two that are not Midrash. V'im before Rosh HaMayideh and Avim. The ones that are not Midrash are spelled out by the Nevi'im. Shebetayra zochah b'shamah. The Torah defined two mitzvahs of Shabbos. Shamah is the shmiras hamalachas, the refraining from doing malacha, and zochar is kiddush, suda Shabbos, etc. We'll see exactly where. But in Ishparshu ayidei Arvim, the Arvim spelled out zochar is to when in zochar directly we have kiddush, and which in Ishparshu ayidei Arvim is covered by einik, as we find in Yeshaya, the karos of the Shabbos einik v'liktosh Hashem mechubad. To be ma'anik Shabbos, to be mechavet Shabbos. And there the Radak says, in those psukim in Yeshaya, that the union of the Sudas, the union of the Einik Shabbos, is to underscore the uniqueness of Shabbos. It's a special day, not just another day. The Gemara says in Gittin that there were two families which collapsed and were destroyed in Yerushalayim. One of them was a wealthy family, and they basically ate lavishly every day. And Shabbos was not different. I know certainly we're not going to eat. I guess they couldn't eat more lavishly than they ate. So on Shabbos was also lavish. So nevertheless, they did not have a good fate. Why? Because they did not give covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos would have demanded either that somehow, if possible, you make the meal more lavish, or at least change the time. Something should be unique about it, to stand out, that Shabbos is unique. But they, you know, let's say the meal time was noon every day, so noon they gathered 7 days a week, and the butlers rolled out, you know, and there were six types of meat and four kugels, you know, and it's, you know, four types of herring. And that's the way it was, 7 days a week. So where was the covered Shabbos? Now I had to see, to put in perspective, it's an insight that I'm gaining in Chazal. Chazal sometimes couple things. And when we couple them, when we put the two together, and we look at both of them simultaneously, it strikes us more, right? There was a second family that was destroyed in Yerushalayim. For what reason? Because they were koveyer shir on koveyer suda on Shabbos, bisman that the shir was going on. There was a shir. So, but that, you know, there's man suda was punked, you know, when the rope said shir. Now, so we understand the gross disrespect or disregard for Talmud Torah. Okay, it's the greatest mitzvah. Talmud Torah can I get kulam? The Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel says, and it's hard to imagine this, but Moshe Rabbeinu started Shabbos Shiurim in the Midbar. Now, I don't know exactly what we were so busy with. You know, they didn't have to get to the station. They didn't schlep 3/4 of an hour to Manhattan. They didn't run up to an office, have a boss. You know, they had a little bit of tirch on the morning. You got up and you had a trudge out, you know, instead of to the grocery store, you went outside the machana a little bit and you picked up some money and you came back and you were set. Nobody shopped for clothes. The clothes stayed fresh, freshly laundered, just hang them up at night. They grew together with you. So what everyone was so busy with the whole week, I don't really know. And yet, and the Torah even tells us, that they were the ultimate door to be able to learn the Torah because they weren't distracted by Parnassa, as we are. And Afro Pekin, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Shabbos shift. There was a little bit less busy Shabbos, so they had a little bit more focus. They had Shiurim a whole week, but Shabbos had a special shift. Okay, so this family, Yerushalayim, was ultimately destroyed because they were mezalzel b'Torah. They disregarded the Torah. They showed disrespect for Torah. The Torah. Now, put that side by side with the family who ate lavishly 7 days a week. So it's striking when you put the two together that just as the Rebbe Shem was machmer with the one that was mezalzel b'Torah, a putative zilzel in Shabbos. There was no direct zilzel in Shabbos by what they did. They certainly didn't eat less lavishly on Shabbos than they ate the rest of the week. But it wasn't, there was nothing unique about Shabbos. Shabbos was not singled out. And consequently, they were also destroyed. So if we put the two next to each other, it's striking. It is subtle. It's a subtle lack of giving honor to Shabbos should be treated with someone with short nefesh, you know, just disregarded the shir, and that's it. The rov is dashing, the town is going to learn, and we're sitting to eat. It's our meal time now. You know. Those two are in one ma'amar chazal. So it gives us a little perspective of what it is not to be mechavet Shabbos properly. So, kovet Shabbos is a very important thing. Ezer who kovet. Now listen to what the Rambam says. What's kovet Shabbos? So everyone, you know, kovet Shabbos is the house is clean and neat, right? They like neiros, do special dishes perhaps. You know, that's the kovet Shabbos. Neiros is also part of kovet Shabbos, the Rambam says. But ezer who kovet Shabbos is she'omru chachomim. The first kovet Shabbos is not on Shabbos. He should bathe be'erev Shabbos, but they quit a Shabbos. The Kovet Shabbos began Erev Shabbos. And as the Aruch HaShulchan points out, if necessary, we could be mechabit Shabbos earlier than Friday. But what's the point in having it Friday? Because when we do it Erev Shabbos, it reflects the fact that it's clearly for Shabbos. If I go to the butcher on Wednesday and I buy the fanciest roast beef, you know, maybe my chutn's coming tonight to the house. So it doesn't tell me anything about Shabbos. I go Friday in Erev Shabbos and you buy it, so it's obvious that it's L'chvei Shabbos. So the first is the Hachonel the Shabbos. That's the first Kovet Shabbos. Reichetz Pono Yod Raglov, Sada the Bias, as we'll see. Now listen further. Misatif Petzitzis, and a person should be Misatif Petzitzis, put his talus on. A talus, I presume, is the pshat, because it shows really that we're enveloped with the Shechinah. Talus is the has dalet kanfus, keneged arba ruchos ha'ilam, means I'm totally encloaked with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why the Rabbeinu Shalom? Misatif Petzitzis, v'yoyishu b'kovad rosh, and have a serious demeanor, umiyachel, and the way to expect umiyachel hakbolas panei Shabbos. He's waiting to greet Shabbos. Kimoi sheyishu yoytzi dikras amelach, like a king is coming, so he goes out to greet the king, and he can't wait to give him kovet. So similarly, he awaits with anticipation, the arrival of Shabbos. The Chachomim or Rishonim or Yemekaptzin Talmidei Mer of Shabbos. They gathered the Talmidim together. When we atfed, and it looks like all of them put on Talaisim.
Could it be that they put it over their head or something?
That's a question we'll come back to. Now, what Ituf is a little bit of a Shiloh. Does Ituf imply a Rosh or not? I'll come back to that in a moment. And say, let us go greet Shabbos the king. There's a Shiloh. When we say Ituf, is the Ituf HaRosh, is that a necessary part and parcel of the mitzvah? It's to do it, you can't do it, you know, you don't have to do it. So for many years, that's the reason that we do this Sfardim of a minig, which makes the utmost sense of a mitzvah bocha puts on a talus. I mean, why do I wait till a mitzvah is a shtickle of kasha? But certainly, okay, it's chinuch, he has a talus coffin, so let's cover that tefillah, so good, so where's a talus? So why in the world do we Ashkenazim wait until the guy gets married? Where does this come from? For what reason? Good. So the Sfardim have a theory, and I told them, listen, it's good with your theory, but I don't buy it. You know, that in places in the Ashkenazi countries, the people were very poor, and they didn't have money for it. I said, Shvachem Isis, you know. For one talus, everyone, you get married, you put on a talus, you could have put on the talus 10 years earlier, too. That's
more expensive.
What?
Tefillin are more expensive.
Yes. Yeah, he said, I don't buy it. So I told him, I think the pshat is like this. There's a shiloh between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, how important to eat the ferocious. But as far as the eat the ferocious, they're not so makbir about. We dafka makbir and eat the ferocious. So I thought that perhaps that's the pshat. That the Gemara, we learn from the Gemara and Kedushin that a bocha is not supposed to do ituf, except perhaps if he's the shliach tzibur, but other than that, he's not supposed to do ituf. So mameila, maybe that's the pshat. So as soon as we Ashkenazim hold it, the ituf is the chelak of the mitzvah, and he's not supposed to do that mitzvah now, so we don't put on a talis gadol at all. Whereas the Sfardim are not so makbar on the ituf, but the ituf aguf is important, not ituf aroish. So I made Laba Mitzvah Bacha puts on. That's what I think that the Cheshbon is, what I've divined. What the difference between it is. It was Atav Petzitzis. Means I'm surrounded by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he waits for the king to come. V'chachom HaRoshonu Him Mekabtz in Talmudein V'Erev Shabbos. It was Atav from Bo'omer and Bo'ob and Eitz in Yikras HaMelech. Pashtus, it means they were mechanach the Talmidim, how to be mekabel Shabbos. In other words, they gathered the Talmidim and they went collectively. Or maybe it's greater kavod that the whole group of, you know, Talmud Chochem and his Talmidim, or the whole yeshiva goes out to greet the melech. Perhaps it's a greater kavod. So we have, this is an aspect of kavod Shabbos. It's the anticipation of Shabbos. Like I'm going, he's waiting for it to come to be mekabel pnei hamelech. Umekavod Shabbos sheilbash ksus nekiyah. So that's their special clothing. Then we'll go to halacha dalet. Mutar lekvoya suda mishtaber of Shabbos and lekvoya Shabbos. Unless I'm sorry, I read wrong. Also lekvoya suda umishtaber of Shabbos and lekvoya Shabbos. Ultimately, what the Rambam means, what comes out, you'll see there's three lines in the Rambam, and every line seems to be in a different world. So the Kesef Mishnah puts it all together. First is also the Kesef Sudo Mishnah. You can eat and drink till the night. It's in the of Kavod Shabbos from Minah Mincha L'Mayla, Milikvoya Sudo, should never Kviya Sudo, Kedesh, Yikonos Shabbos, Kshumus Ava, Amimus Ava Lechol. So the way the Kesef Mishnah spells all of this out is that like a party type meal you're not supposed to make on Erev Shabbos except for a Dvar Mitzvah. So when Purim occurs on Friday or you have a Ben Friday, so Be'et Mitzalat Din you're allowed to have the Suda anytime during the day. We try to make it as early as possible so that we could be, have the Schus to be able to do the Kavod Shabbos, the only the Kavod Shabbos of a meal Friday night. If I eat 5 o'clock in the afternoon, how are we going to eat at night? And then he says, "Mutul lechol estam meal, you're allowed to eat at shetechshach." And that's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Arvei Psochem. The Gemara says, "Arvei Psochem somuch lemincho layochol odom at shetechshach." So the Gemara concludes this follows the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yossi said that Erev Shabbos you can eat the whole day, till night on. You don't have to, you don't. But, so therefore, that's the Chiddush, that Erev Shabbos, or rather Erev Pesach, you can't eat. Minam Incha L'mayla. Except something very minor. Whereas the rest of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you could really have a Suda. Not a big Suda, but a little Suda you could have. So therefore the Rambam says, Ba'afo Pikin, even though it's Mutar, B'chveid HaShabbos, it's a Yimekayim, a mitzvah of Kibbutz Shabbos, Kveid Shabbos. If what? If you refrain from eating. Sheyim Na'odim and Amin Cholamayim, L'kvei Asuda. Oh, K'deshi Yikona, it's the Shabbos, K'shumas Aval Echol. He has a desire to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat. So a mitzvah we should do with Cheshek. So, the Rambam derived this since the Gemara said in Arvei Psochem, there's an inyan not to eat, but it's an Easter to eat, but I'm in Cholamayla. And the Gemara says in Erev Shabbos it's Mutter. So the Rambam says it's not Mestavra that on Erev Pesach it's Osir. And on Erev Shabbos it's Het Gomer. So he says they're probably one step apart. On Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach it's Osir. And here it's a mitzvah to refrain. What? Because the cheshbon is a good cheshbon. You should have appetite if you're going to eat. Pack it in. from an Erev Shabbos, so you're going to sit down Friday night. You won't be able to look at the food. So, all of these things, so we're dealing with, all of these things, even that are dealing on Erev Shabbos. Then the Rambam continues, "Mesadar olam shulchanu b'Erev Shabbos." He should set the table Erev Shabbos. "Va'afal pi she'ino tzorach elo l'gzayis." You guys are not going to eat more than a kezayis. I eat like a bird. So what do I have to bother to set the table for? Whatever. I don't need anything. I'll cut a piece of challah from the challah. I'll eat the half a slice of challah. I'm going to bench. That's it. So the answer is, no matter humble meal that you have, no matter humble it may be, but it has to be done, especially perhaps in that regard, it has to be done in a manner of kavod shabbos. So you see, sadr adam shulchan, the table is set. It's nice. It looks like chashuv a guest is coming. So, and the Rambam continues to say, "Sadr shulchan b'motzei shabbos, afu b'shenu tzorach adal k'zayis, kidei lechabdo b'knisoso b'tziyoso." That this is part of the kavod at the beginning, at the end. And in Perek Yud Aleph, I mean Halacha Yud Aleph, in one Perek back it should be, in Chof Tes. Should be here, one second. Rambam says, "Yesh lo ilodim lekadosh alakoyis erev Shabbos mebodyon." You're allowed even to make kiddush mebodyon. Half of Yisrael nichnas on Shabbos, even though Shabbos didn't begin. And the Rambam is going to tell us some more. The Rambam is particularly problematic because there happened to be, as far as we're able to tell, there are three shitas about Tosef Shabbos and Tosef Yontov. There's a shita that it's the Raisa. There is a shita, it's the Rabbanon. And the assumption in the Rambam shita is that there's no Indian of Tosef Shabbos and Tosef Yom Tov at all. The Rambam only cites Tosefus by Yom Kippur. It's Tosef Yom Kippur. But nothing else has Tosefus. So Mameila is a very important kasha. And that kasha is, so how am I Yetzir Kiddush if I make Kiddush Davin early Marav, Friday night, in summertime, and I go home and I make Kiddush? It's not Shabbos yet. So if Tosef Shabbos is the Raisa, so we're really in good shape. Because then the Torah sort of gave me the opportunity to expand the scope of Shabbos. The Etzem Shabbos is totally not in my hands, but I can expand the scope of Shabbos, and Lord Shabbos at the end, that's up to me. But the Torah gives it sanction. The Torah gives it stamp of approval to it. So at least then we can understand if the Torah said we're going to count this as the beginning of Shabbos. So that's fine, I can make Kiddush. If Tosef Shabbos is with the Rabbanon, so then this is problematic already. So how does the fact that it's Shabbos with the Rabbanon help me make Kiddush Deraisa? So there's a Mogen Avraham in Simen Reish, I think, Ayin Samach Aleph about it. I believe it's in Reish Samach Aleph, Reish Ayin Aleph. So he says, no. He brings a Mordechai, and Masech to Rosh Hashanah. It's Kedai to look it up. It's in the second parak, if I recall. And he says that the Rabbanon didn't have standing with the Raisa, whatever that's supposed to mean. So, Mameila, somehow, on the Raisa Dika playing field, it also has Shivas as a standing. Now, the problem is, what do we do according to the Rambam? The Rambam says there's no Tosef Shabbos, no Tosef Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur is no Kiddush. So what's Tutman? What do we do? So the Rambam says, in the Gemara says, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, he davened, he ate to the Shabbos, he had to come. So what does the Rambam do? The Rambam has a very interesting thing. This we don't do, but after Plaga Mincha, you can make Havdol on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch was not in favor of doing it because he was afraid that people would start to do Malacha. He made Havdol already. It's like, you know, a little bit like the old time Rabbonim were very, very makbet on Motzei Yom Kippur not to let the guy blow shofar even a half a second before his man. Why? Because a lot of Poshut Yidden, they used to come to Shul You know, it's interesting. That was like, besides Yisker, I think that was the busiest time of the day. You know, everyone wanted to hear a shofar. Everyone packed in at the end of the day to hear a shofar. Was, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, what struck people so much. But I guess shofar is shofar. People packed in for Rosh Hashanah to hear shofar. So once Yom Kippur's out to Kiyah, so they also came to hear. So the Rabbanim were very makpid not to blow even a second early, because they knew once they blow the shofar, that's it, Yom Kippur's over. The people will go home, they'll do malocha, they'll eat, you're finished. That's it, Yom Kippur, they'll do the shofar. So they were very makpid not to blow even a second early. So we try very, very strongly not to make Avdolah Mibayd Yom. If a person knows he won't be able to make it at night for whatever reason, then Enochanam, he could make it Mibayd Yom, he has to plug, but he has to realize he can't do malocha. Fine. Oh, but what? How does this work? I listen to the Rambam. Rambam is ingenious. The mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho is to proclaim it at the beginning, at the end. Bein Kaidem L'Shoah Zukamata, or a little before this one. So ultimately, what does that mean? It means that the Kiddush, according to the Rambam, is in the of Kavod Shabbos, in effect. It's to proclaim the coming of Shabbos. So Mameila, it makes sense. Just, there are many dinim that you could do Mibayd Yom to proclaim the beginning of Shabbos. So the Rambam says, so why not make Kiddush also? What's the shlecht if you make Kiddush Mibayd Yom a little bit? He also, the point is to proclaim the coming of Shabbos, to be Mechaber the Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't walk in on silent cat's feet, you know. Doesn't sneeze, climb in the window. Shabbos watches in the front door. They open the main door for him. So, the Kiddush is a chelik of that, according to the Rambam. It's a chelik of the Kavod Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos, lav dafka, it could be a little before Shabbos too. But it's clearly associated then with the onset of Shabbos. What do I mean? I didn't make it 3 hours before. I made it a few minutes before. So to show we're about to, you know, we're about to start Shabbos. That's what I'm telling you. So this also is to stress then, even the Kiddush, the uniqueness of Shabbos. Shabbos is special. That maybe is the pshat. You know, Chazal tell us that every day of the week, there are an odd number of days in the week. So every day has ben zugo. Aleph and Beis, Gimel and Dalet, Hay and Rav. Shabbos doesn't have a ben zug. So it's only ben zug is Klal Yisrael. So Epshad also the Pshat. Shabbos can't have a ben zug. There is no day which can even we can even think for a moment is comparable to Shabbos. Yeah, Sunday and Monday, big deal. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah, it's all the same. Shabbos can't be connected with all that, can't be connected with anything. It's so unique, it stands apart. Maybe that's the Indian, the Shabbos doesn't have a ben zug. You know, it's ben zug. Klal Yisrael come and proclaim by its actions the uniqueness, the unique standing of Shabbos. So in that sense, where it's ben zug, it was set aside to be singular, and we proclaim its singularity. One of the things I liked living in Eretz Yisrael, I lived in when I was married in San Hirdi Omochevet. It's a frum shkuna, Baruch Hashem. And there's no, it's sealed off, there's no traffic there, Shabbos. So I walk, you know, I'm walking there, and I pass the parking lot. There are who knows how many vehicles, just parking space after parking space. People paid for all of this. It's not that, you know, if you keep a car for 20 years and you start to drive it, it's not a new car anymore. The elements, the weather, it wears away. You know, you didn't, there's a wear and tear on the parts, that's true, that you didn't do. But there's a wear and tear on other elements of the car, on the seals, etc., that hold the whole car together, and they deteriorate day by day. So here I look at it, this is the millions of dollars of equipment there that people invested in. It's just laying idle, absolutely idle, just getting a day older and deteriorating, that's it. And for what reason? What's the rationale? The rationale is Kavod Shabbos, the Rabbanu Shalom Shabbos, I don't, you know. So Kavod Shabbos is a very, very big thing. And it starts really on Erev Shabbos. So that's a little bit in our country, and we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan already mentioned this in his time. We're not the Mechadish of this. The Aruch HaShulchan died, I think, in 1906, so over a century ago. And he also wondered, that sometimes it was more fulfilled, some of the halachas of Erev Shabbos, more in the breach than in the observance. You know, they see them in some measure, and there's just so much more than here, have some feeling for it. The Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish davened in Chagdoyle, apparently. So they were looking for a minion. They were missing a guy for a minion. So a Chassidish guy passed by, said that we're going to call him to come and listen. He's not going to come in to be the tent of a Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish told him, no, don't call him in. Why? He said, because by us, Mincha of Shabbos is a weekday tefillah. But Chassidim, they go to the mikveh, they say Shir Hashirim, it's part of the Shabbos to get tefillah. So, you know, our Mincha doesn't cut it for him. So just let him go on his way and do his thing. You know, Rav Moshe Halberstam told me, he had a Kabbalah, a Masorah, from, I don't remember from whom, that Erev Shabbos, after the mikvah, he used to sit and learn till Shabbos. He said, it's a special zman that's Masugal for Chedushay Torah, that dad's zman. So the feeling, the anticipation that Shabbos is going to come. So here, you know, sometimes there are practical aspects, you know, we feel the rush. If you go on Eretz Yisrael, it's a compelling thing. It's the quietest day of the week, ultimately. The least amount of, you know, there's businesses, much more, there's less going on Erev Shabbos, almost impossible to get anything done Erev Shabbos. More so than the Shalom, unfortunately, than the Shabbos and the Yom Tovim themselves. Not that the government is in Mechala Shabbos, but in the practical realm, like Erev Shabbos, yeah, that's like Sunday here. Like the world is gone. You know, you come back tomorrow, but today they're gone. So this is, the Rambam says, Mis'atif Betalus, and we wait for the Shabbos to come. So we have a long distance from that. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a Kedarko B'Kodesh. He has both a keen lomdish eye and a very good practical eye and a very good eye in Klal Yisrael to be Melamed Zchus. Shulchan writes that he thinks, what's the pshat? He says, we don't see people refraining from aloha, and we don't see anyone yelling about it. So what happened? What's the pshat? So he says, he thinks the reason is, because it could be, that the main part, not the only part, but the main part is the practical preparations. So, Wameila Hayois, that was Samech on the women, and the women go about all the practical considerations of Shabbos. So, Wameila, we're not so busy with it for that reason. Let's see what it is. Says this is his. Now we had a very interesting thing. Very interesting. Just give me one more second. I didn't mark the page. Then he writes, I didn't mark the page. He writes that, you know, the stores are open and people come till close tonight. He says, and no one yells about it. So he says, Mastavar, the pshat is that the ikar is to be practically ready for Shabbos. So we're samech on the wives. And then he is, if he's samech on your wife, he says, he's not so sure that. He's not so sure that the people that are learning should stop learning that either. You know, I guess if they're not needed practically at home, then they should be busy learning. See, why he says, basically, listen, if the people I think that are Isaac Paparnosi writes, they don't close down their business. They're working until as long as they can. So that we should close it, that the Talmid HaChacham should close down before Shabbos. They say that the result is that Tzal said that was what Rav Yosha was about. Most people are 5 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, that's it. So Rav Yosha had 7 days a week. Erev Shabbos was no different, than any other. Shabbos was the same, a little bit different. The tefillah was long, he took an hour and a quarter, but a meal Shabbos, he napped a little bit, but Shabbos was a day of learning. His son-in-law, his youngest son, said he once came there. And I think the lights even went out. His father was chazering, his shver was chazering chulin. So he got up, it's 2-3 in the morning to learn. And he remembers him going through the sugyan chulin, but he was going through the Gemara with every sheet is reshinim, from the beginning until the end. And that's it. It wasn't different than any other day. So the result, he said, I once came to visit him on Yom Tov. So you think Yom Tov, he'd be learning up his little Rambam, Hilchos Yom Tov, whatever. Yeah. Heinti was holding Ketzais, he was schmitzing on a Ketzais then, on Yom Tov. It wasn't off, That's what he was up to, that's what he was doing, So the perspective, to put Shabbos in the right perspective. There's another aspect to this we have to put in the room. And I said, it escapes us here. It's just in the practical responsibilities that we have. People work for a living, we have jobs largely in non-Jewish places. And even the Jewish places, have to accommodate to the non-Jewish world, usually, Unless you're a real Jewish business that doesn't cater, but if you're any type of business which has non-Jewish clientele, so you just can't close the place down when you want. You have to be, if you're not 24/7, it's bad enough. But that we don't have a choice. But anything more than that becomes very, very problematic. One of my favorite stories, I was in the elevator in Williamsburg in my Schwer's building. So this is many years ago when Pesach came out on Shabbos. No, Pesach came out, Erev Shabbos was Shabbos, Erev Pesach was Shabbos, and Sunday was the first day of Pesach. So Shavuos came out Monday and Tuesday. Now, it happened to be that year that Memorial Day was on Shavuos, the first day of Shavuos. So the guy, Hasidus HaSatmar, guy says, the UPS guy came to him on Wednesday. And he says, I came yesterday. Nobody was here. The place was locked. He says, well, what's with you Hasidics? He says, you observe Memorial Day for 2 days, too? Shavuos, he never heard of it. 2 days yonder. So it looks like, So in a practical sense, it's very, very hard. Very hard for us to come to this. But it's a perspective. It's a perspective that we have to have. That the Kedusha Shabbos is such that it ought to stand out. It ought to stand out in some special fashion. Oh, a few minutes left, so let's... There is a whole... There was even, you're not supposed to do malocho Erev Shabbos. Now what does this encompass? Yesh kosfo pitzavos rav yidachos shelo legaleach. This is something else. So yesh kosfo shelo legaleach tziponi yadayim v'raglayim yom. Yesh kosfo shelo legaleach v'lodu. So there's a whole issue. If you're going to take a haircut, it's better to take it Erev Shabbos. The closer to Shabbos, the more that it indicates it's Chol Shabbos. He won't have the ability to have time. You can cut your nails and take a haircut on Thursday. You'll still look good for Shabbos. Okay. So there's an Indian, even in the Giluach, there's some machlokes it brings about could you take a haircut there of Shabbos in the afternoon. So the Maiso. Ramaisa, we paskin that it's mutter. Now I know what I did. Back over here, Rational. There it is. Rational Aleph. Vieshli is pale, Mashabizmanenu in Bali Malochas Mavapnan Malachta. So good. Why don't they stop doing it? He's talking real Bali Malocha, not people that are workers for others. I didn't hear that Rabbanim went around to try to convince them that to close down earlier Erev Shabbos. Number one, in Eastern Europe, there was very severe discrimination. So it was hard to earn a living. So you couldn't afford to close down more than you had to. The normal understanding is that a worker is going to work on Erev Shabbos too close to Shkia. And that's enough time what he did, the tzadas lo dokotan, that he can make up his, he can roast a bake, he can make a baked, a little piece of fish. So Pierre Rishalmi, number one, it's only the business owner. We'll overpile him, not for the workers. That most of them are poyalim, v'heim oisim, so they can do malocha. They're finishing, which is kila tvei, because that we have even erev Pesach, where there's an isa mitzad din of the Gemara. Even in that case, it says beforeish that you can finish malacha. The bittul malachim, they should tzorach lahoch in the Shabbos. Maybe the bittul malachim is just so you should profit a practical tzad, not only to cover Shabbos. And nowadays, the ladies do everything. So, this is the way that he wants to be malamed. In fact, the schus on Klal Yisrael. But at the end, he ends off that. But by your Elohim Yasek, Dakonos Chacham V'Toyibah. One that does it, you know, literally, you know, close down, get out of the Malocha business Erev Shabbos. And you prepare for Shabbos in the sense that shows that this is, you know, out covered Shabbos. Nowadays, it sort of comes full cycle with all the women working. So we're back, you know, then the wives both have the problem prepared. You know, we can't be so readily on the women, you know. Avrachmanis, you know, when we used to, yeah. used to drive to shul, so I used to leave, hey, you know, when we're in the old building. So I would drive to shul there of Shabbos, and I got there, you know, I left right around Lichach, Locus Neiros, that's when I left the house. So I would come down near the shul, was right before, you know, 5 minutes or so we have to have Locus Neiros. And I remember sometimes you see a woman, and she's running, Ramesh, a from woman, running, fumbling with her keys to get in the door, because it's already, you know, it's 15 minutes to Shkia. And just first coming home. So we need, you know, to pay a little bit of attention to the Inyanim of Kavod Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, and Chodesh Erev Shabbos have a lot to do with Kavod Shabbos. It's part of the Kavod Shabbos, beyond the practical. So that's what I wanted to be more about to talk about tonight, always. Kol Tov.